hosts, Ryan Dave and Jordan Strickland.
Welcome back to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
And this is Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What would... maybe we want to start again because I was about to mention your screw up at the beginning. What would the podcast challenge be like?
It would... I don't know. I have a feeling it would be boring.
It's true.
It certainly wouldn't be as exciting as this week's episode of the challenge.
Yeah, it'd just be a bunch of assholes like sitting at their computers looking at iTunes rankings.
iTunes rankings and a bunch of people sitting on futons or talking over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be quite as impressive.
This week was good, but yet another week with two non-physical challenges.
It's true, and you know, I was getting a little worried that it was going to be boring, but I liked this week. I wasn't disappointed.
I liked it too. I'm trying to go in with no expectations, and because if you're getting pissed that there's not any like physical challenges, you're going to miss out on the cool hammock challenge and stuff like that, and you're just going to say, "What the fuck's going on with this?" You know.
That's true, and to be fair, like, I always go in assuming that it's going to be a good episode, and it always is a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Last week, I guess I was just getting a little frustrated, but the hammock challenge, you know, it presented some, you know, like it was a good challenge. It was clearly difficult for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, still a fun challenge.
I enjoyed it. So how was your last day at work, Ryan?
It felt good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be done with the place.
I can imagine. If you only had some bulletproof glass or something, like it seems like a gas station in that area would have, I think you would have been okay. But I wouldn't have wanted to be in that situation.
I agree. Like if I were just working at the window and like had to, you know, bring people cigarettes or whatever, that would have been fine. It would have been a whole different story. Like, all the things that I hated about the job wouldn't have been there. It would have been truthfully, I probably would have been there for years. So maybe it's good that that I was, you know, scared out of the place.
Maybe. Although, I used to do the nights at the Motel 6, and that was pretty awful, too. But I did have bulletproof glass. It was still scary.
But yeah, I'm glad to be done.
Good.
I went to pick up my last paycheck, and even just going in for that, like, it was torture. Yeah, like, I hated being back there.
Yeah. You'll never get gas there again.
So, the challenge.
Yes, this challenge. They had a couple out and about scenes on this one. They were at the beach, and then they were at the club.
We started out with an out and about scene at the beach. Yep. We got to
Laurel and Cara Maria getting naked.
Hell yeah.
Jer Shields, get on finding those raw footage, please.
We're counting on you, Jer. But yeah, starting off good. Like, yeah, I feel like we haven't gotten enough of the girls prancing around in their bathing suits this season.
It's true.
And I guess we kind of made up for it a little bit in this past episode.
Yeah, but we also, it kind of evened itself out because we also saw CT prancing around naked.
That's true. And I'm actually going to address something there. Now, in that scene, when he jumped into the pool naked,
mm-hmm.
Mandy had like whispered to Laurel that CT's dick was a good size.
She said he has a very decent sized dick.
A decent sized dick, yeah. When a girl says that it's a decent size, doesn't that mean small?
No.
Whenever you hear girls saying, like in movies, when they talk about girls calling it a decent size,
I think it depends on tone of voice. She seemed kind of excited about it. If she had said, if she was trying to be nice and said, "Yeah, it's a decent size," you know, that would mean it's small.
Yeah, I guess the drool that was running down her chin was kind of telling.
Yeah.
Apparently
he's a shower, not a grower.
So, in this episode, we hear of the plan D-Day.
Yeah.
Which
dropping all their bombs, which was probably the worst plan in Challenge history.
Yeah, it was flawed from the very beginning, because so far, no one has been able to, like, most of the team hasn't been able to kind of complete the challenges to begin with. Mm-hmm. And for this plan to be successful, they have to beat CT and Adam.
Yeah. And
which they haven't been too good at in the past either.
That's only the first flaw. The main flaw is they assume that Evan and Nehemiah are going to be able to beat them in a jungle, which is really, I mean, that's a long shot too.
It is. Although, you know, they did perform fairly well in this episode. So,
well,
who knows?
I'd say it would be a 50-50, like a coin toss at best.
Yeah, it's still very risky. Mm-hmm.
But all their plans went down the crapper, basically.
As soon as Kenny got onto the hammock.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, let's talk about Kenny for a second, because Kenny has been performing ridiculously horribly. Like, how many DQs do they have? They've been DQ'd on almost every challenge.
Yeah, I think every one so far.
Yeah. And, you know, I was hoping it would be Wes, because, you know, I like Mr. Beautiful more than Wes, but Kenny is just doing a horrible job this season. He's lost the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, Kenny left Mr. Beautiful at home, man.
Yep, he hasn't even...
All that's showing up was Kenny Santucci or whatever the hell.
Yeah, you know...
We need Mr. Beautiful back.
I know. I think maybe it's because he got married and now he's domesticated and, you know, how that goes. Maybe he's got a baby on the way or something and he's just kind of going through the motions. And he's playing like shit.
He really is. He's gotta get that leash off, man.
Yep, he flips over immediately in that fucking hammock. And then in the jungle, he couldn't barely make it up that rope. He came in last.
It was a pathetic show all around for Kenny.
Yeah, Wes really is carrying him. I loved the final scene when Wes was trying to talk him up. Like, everything I'm good at, you're bad at, and vice versa. And, you know, you're going to do good. And Wes is just lying through his teeth, which is admirable. Yeah. But
even, like, that nice gesture of Wes, like, patting his teammate on the back, like, hey, man, you'll get him next time. Somehow made me hate Wes even more.
Because he didn't mean it at all?
Exactly. Just don't even say anything, asshole.
Well,
we all know.
It is a selfish motive, because all he wants is his team to keep going on. He wants to stay alive, so that's the only reason he wants Kenny to do any better.
I'd be willing to bet that the only reason that he said that he, like, said that to Kenny at the moment was so he could make fun of him later on in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Wes. God damn it. Did I say in the previous podcast that Wes looks like... have you ever seen that movie Powder?
Yeah. He does look like that, yeah. He's more pink than that guy, though.
Yeah, but still, like, he's not that pink. He's, like, if... I'll have to put up pictures of them side to side on the blog,
mm-hmm.
and we'll let the audience decide.
He's definitely in better shape than the guy from Powder.
I don't know. I don't think that the audience will be able to tell the difference.
Fair enough.
We'll make the quiz. Which one is Wes? Mm-hmm.
You can almost see his internal organs.
Yeah, it's very gross. I also hate that we talk about Wes's looks in every episode
yeah.
of this podcast.
Got to bring it up.
Now, on Hammock Crawl, for some reason, Adam is surprised that Paula and Evelyn sent him in first.
Adam's a little naive.
Really? Like, Adam, it's kind of pathetic. Adam, in all of these challenges, like all the different seasons he's been on, always seems to try his best to get in good with, like, the power teams, and then can't understand why they always send him in, like, right away.
Yeah. And on this one, he should understand it more than ever, since he's got the teammate everyone's afraid of and everyone hates.
Yeah, really. Maybe, like, he should just stick with CT. Just try the, like, his main goal should be working that relationship out, not trying to get in there good with with fucking Johnny Bananas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, hey, whatever you think is best, Adam.
Yeah.
It's your life to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't matter anyway. They ended up doing good.
Also, I like how Adam was whining that when Mike almost fell and then recovered and then Adam pulled the same move,
mm-hmm.
everyone was like, God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah. Can we talk about the prize money for a minute? Because doesn't it really seem like they should be making more money?
It kind of does. Like,
it's ridiculous how little of money they're making. Nobody's making any money unless they win. And then if they do win, it's only $1,000 each.
Yeah, let's say you win every one of the challenges. That means you'll only end up going into the final challenge with what, like
$10,000 or something?
Tops.
Yeah.
How many teams were there each? There were how many girls and how many guys?
It's probably not even that, because they can only win money on every other challenge.
Yeah. So like maybe like what, $7,000 or something?
Yeah, that's pathetic. That's like it in the, well, I guess the final challenge is worth like what, like $250,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
But
I guess they save it all to the end.
I guess.
Now do you get to, even if you get sent, if you like win a challenge and then get sent home, you still get to keep the money, right?
I think so. I think on this format, I think so. On the previous ones, they would have them like bank it into, like if they went home, their prize money would go into the other person's bank kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And on this one, they really screwed up. I didn't hear the part where they had to do the hammock crawl in under 15 minutes, but apparently that was the rule. And the only girl team to finish was Laurel and Car Maria, which are, they're going to be good, and they're probably going to make it to the end. But apparently they didn't do it in under 15 minutes, which, you know, it's a little pathetic, but...
Yeah, really. Like, I mean, like...
I still say you give them the money. Nobody else finished it. What?
No way.
Come on.
It's right there in the rules. 15 minutes.
Somebody should have gotten the money by default, because now it's just in TJ Lavin's pocket.
Wait. What if they all fell, but like Laurel and Cara Maria fell on the fifth hammock, and all of the other girls fell on the first and second?
Then nobody should have gotten the money. That's not the point. They finished. They didn't fall.
Yeah, but they didn't finish in the like amount of time necessary.
They still should have had that money.
The allowed amount of time. I disagree.
You should.
They get nothing.
You shouldn't be siding with, who are you, Hitler? Siding with TV.
Who siding with TJ?
Fucking fascist.
I'm siding with fucking TJ. You're the one. You're going against TJ now, Jordan.
Yeah, I never liked TJ. Bring you back son. Johnny Mosley.
You get the fuck out of here. But yeah, that was funny when he was rubbing that in their face. Like, you know, once they saw Paula go down, they were like, oh shit, we just fucking did it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, you know, you finished, but... And then also the best being TJ calling Nehemiah and Evan for getting across the fastest.
Yeah.
But then being like, but you didn't listen to the rules, so go fuck yourself.
I think they did listen to the rules, and their foot just happened to touch one of the hammocks. And
yeah,
I think it was an accident.
You're probably right. You're probably right, but still.
Yeah.
Now Tyler and Johnny get to feel what it's like to be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Tyler and Johnny, something that I noticed from the intro. You know that... that one clip where they show that really, really bad hit in, there's some sort of setup where they're running through this like maze looking thing.
Uh-huh.
And someone takes a hit and is like plowed up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's two people who take the hit. And I think it's Tyler and Johnny Bananas, because they show that clip twice in the intro from two different angles.
Oh, really?
And also, I'm pretty sure the guy delivering the hit is CT. So,
I was almost positive that it was CT delivering the hit.
I can't fucking wait for that episode. That is the episode to watch, man.
Yeah.
No more of this, like, climbing on hammocks or or let's see who can nap for the longest. This is where we separate the men from the boys. Yeah.
You think? Well, we were talking about how they had no regard for the contestants' safety this year, but they're at the same time they're not doing anything where they're in like physical combat, which makes me think maybe they are thinking about safety, but in a kind of misguided way, since they're kind of putting everyone at risk every challenge that they're doing.
Well, maybe they feel that it's like the safer bet to eliminate some of the weaker teams by having them fall into water, mm-hmm. as opposed to like having the weaker teams go up against CT, who like, if you're not on your game, he's going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Like if you're not ready to take a hit from a giant, like your back is probably going to snap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine if CT plows over Mike? No, they're hoping that Mike's out by the time CT's ready.
God knows, I hope it. Well, I'd like to see him get plowed over by CT. And all the girls. Oh yeah, the other out and about thing was, well, they were playing Truth or Dare at the house, and Mandy and Laurel ended up making out for some reason, and then that's when CT got naked, and then they went to the bar, and Laurel got hammered for the first time this season that we've seen her, and then she was trying to get with CT, and then Mandy was getting all jealous and stuff, and CT, he's just playing all these chicks, and he's not taking anything. I'm thinking maybe CT's got a girlfriend or like a fiance or something.
Yeah, that could be it, because, you know, we have seen that game before.
Yeah, like, was that Fresh Meat 2 with Kenny?
Yeah, that's right. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, in the past, we've never seen... He doesn't seem to be one to shy away from someone throwing themselves at him.
No, he banged Siobhan, for Christ's sakes.
Exactly. So there's got to be something going on.
Yeah.
Go on.
There's got to be some kind of other motive to... But it seems like, I mean, it's got to be a serious relationship, too, that he's in, because he, I don't know if he would have that kind of self-control.
Yeah, it would be hard with, like, every other girl throwing themselves at you.
And the resisting just puts fuel on the fire, and they just want them more. And all the guys are pissed because CT is such an asshole, so. Oh, well.
Poor Wes. I'm sure, like, when Mandy, you know, the disappointment of Mandy is one thing, but then when he sees that all of the girls are going for him, mm-hmm. what's left for poor Wes?
When was the last time Wes had any kind of hookup on this thing? He had Kellyanne and then Johanna, right? Wasn't he engaged to her or something?
Yeah, that was something that like started on their Real World season and then carried over into some of the challenges, if I remember correctly.
And then didn't Kenny, the whole Kenny West rivalry started on the island. Didn't Kenny like bang Johanna on the beach or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, Kenny.
Seriously. And then more fuel to the fire on Fresh Meat 2 when Kenny rejected that, or when Kenny rejected Teresa, and then she settled for Wes.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful scene when Wes found out about that.
Yeah, they should do another island season.
People hated the island, though.
Really?
Yeah. I rewatched it recently, and it wasn't that bad. It was kind of entertaining. There was some good stuff going on there.
Who's people? Who are these people?
Fans of the show. Like, that's one of the more forgotten seasons, it seems. Although, like, to be honest, if people had given it a chance, it was still pretty great. Robin was an all-time high in terms of her craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was hooking up with that dude Dan, who was drinking out of control. It was a good one. And then the whole, like, giving Paula up and letting Evelyn sail away on the boat just so Evelyn didn't take one of their keys. The drama, Jordan.
I just like the setting of an island. I like anything that takes place on an island or beach.
Well, they were on the beach in the beginning of this episode.
I suppose that's true, but they're not on the beach the whole time.
They're not on the beach now. Yeah, I mean, I doubt they'll ever give the island another season, but, you know, I don't know if I'd be too disappointed.
I bet the next one is a duel 3.
I would like that. Duels are always great.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny and Wes have to go into the jungle.
Well, yet again. I think this is the most either of them has ever seen the elimination rounds in all their years.
And, of course, Wes starts wheeling and dealing. I lost a little bit of respect from Mike when he just, when he went to talk to Leroy and was like, Wes came to me and said this, and, you know, I really trust Wes. It's like, holy shit, I thought you were smart, Mike.
I think Mike is one of these guys who's just super nerdy, so everyone assumes that he's smart, but he's actually not smart at all. He's just nerdy. Nerdy doesn't necessarily come with smart.
There's smart, and then there's, like, street smart. Mike probably gets conned every time he walks out of his front door.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the street smart kind of guy.
He's getting ripped off by the little old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as we knew it would when it came down to the voting, Kenny and Wes get their way. Everyone rolls over on poor Brandon and Ty.
Brandon gets screwed for the third season in a row, basically.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see much more of Brandon.
I was watching this, I'm like, I don't think we're seeing that guy again because he's been out on the first half of the season every time he's been on the show. And he doesn't really bring a whole lot to the table other than being a nice guy.
Although, you know, people have tried that before and then come back after... after a few mishaps and he could come back a changed man. He could come back a real asshole.
We can only hope. But he actually, this was another pathetic showing for Kenny, like we mentioned earlier, but it was basically just a rope climb. But Brandon actually won the first rope climb, and I was like, holy shit, Kenny and Wes are going home if Brandon can do this again. Ty was pathetic. Well, he wasn't that bad. He still beat Kenny. But luckily for Wes and Wes is a good climber. Then they went up again, and Brandon kind of just gave up, it seemed like. Or he lost his grip, and he knew he was done. So he just let Wes take the rest of the title.
Yeah, like, I think with the first climb, it looked like Wes kind of tripped going into the pool and lost some time. And that's why it wasn't as close of a race. And then the opposite thing sort of happened on the second race, where Brandon... kind of had a bad start, and I guess kind of knew that he wasn't going to catch Wes. I was disappointed. I would have been all right seeing Wes and Kenny go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because, like, you know, I like the underdog. Like, I would hate to see Kenny go, but it would be cool to see people shut Wes up.
Well, Kenny and Wes haven't been giving me much the past couple seasons, but it's just. I just want them there for old time's sake. They need to do something, but I like having Kenny and Wes there.
They're not going to do much, man. I mean, like, in the another thing from the intro, next week the challenge is that, like, whitewater rafting in the blow up kayak
mm-hmm.
thing. And in the intro, we see Kenny and Wes riding down the river on that thing and then just. The boat toppling over.
Well,
they're nothing, Jordan.
Maybe they need to be against each other to really have the fire lit under them, because the hate is what fuels their competitive nature.
Could be.
And it's also, I got to admit, it's not that compelling with the both of them on there when they're trying to like each other, you know?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Which is, the whole point of the season was to kind of have the conflict with people trying to work together, but so far it's kind of just been like, okay, we got to work together. No, not a whole lot of conflict, unless you're talking about John A and Jasmine. Jasmine's just a crazy, crazy bitch. She's gonna go nuts on the next episode.
Yeah, it seems like most of the pros realize that they gotta get along if they want to make that trip worthwhile.
Yep. I loved when Jasmine was walking into the water and they were like, she looks like a fucking 6-year-old.
And they were right. It was weird.
Yeah. I think she looks like she's got to be under 5 feet tall and she's skinny. So She's probably like 80 pounds or something like that. She does look like a 6-year-old.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially in that far away shot.
Mm-hmm.
I liked before the final challenge or before the elimination, where they were showing each person kind of in their pre-jungle rituals, where Brandon was on the elliptical and he was, you know, talking like, I was just going to go into the jungle, going to send Wes and Kenny home, going to come back, have sex with all the girls. And then it shows like Ty talking to Nehemiah, and Ty seems a little bit nervous, and Nehemiah's like, well, how many eliminations have you gone into? And he's like, one. And up against who? Brandon. And then we get a recap of, like, just to refresh your memory, this is how shitty Ty is.
Yeah.
And then we see, like, Kenny with his head in a pillow, just doubting himself.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, man, you gotta get your shit together.
He's really got to hype himself back up. His confidence is gone.
It is just sad to watch, man. What happened to Mr. Beautiful Jordan? I don't even know what to say. He's right. He does suck. He's doing shitty.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about Kenny. And it's not like he had a slow downfall either. Like, the last season he was on was Fresh Meat 2, and he was in the finals. Him and Laurel almost won. They were real close to winning.
And
they dominated the entire season, too. They won almost every challenge.
Yeah. Man, how... When we fall hard.
Apparently.
And everyone knows that he fell. Like, even Evan is, like, you know, trying to cheer him on and telling him, like, listen, you can climb that rope. I've seen you climb that rope. And then after the thing...
Kenny really shouldn't, like, be the one to be pitied by his other teammates who were formerly his minions.
Yeah, by his friends, his allies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they all look at him. They know his time has come and gone.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck's going on with this guy?
It's just the shattered remains of a champion.
Yeah, they know they're going to have to put a bullet in him after this challenge.
Yep.
Put him out of his misery.
It's nice knowing you, Ken.
Yep. Well, that about does it for this challenge, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to check emails before we did the show. This was kind of I was busy today.
I keep forgetting to check them. I answered a bunch of them and then never checked to see if anyone wrote back. So that's how we roll.
We'll get to it right after we finish recording.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I apologize, listeners. I'm very tired. Just saw Harry Potter 8. And
that sounds exhausting.
It was, and I swam all day. But Harry Potter was pretty it was pretty good, but they still managed to fuck some things up. But it's worth a watch, I suppose.
Sounds
Did you see Super 8?
Super 8? Yeah, I finally saw it.
Did you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot.
I thought it was I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard some people not quite as enthusiastic about it as me, but I don't know. I thought the kids in it were great.
They were great. I loved all the acting, and I loved the whole feel of the movie. But the payoff at the end just didn't really do it for me 100%.
Yeah, like, maybe, I mean, like, I guess the ending wasn't great, but the journey to the ending was pretty damn great.
It's true.
So.
All right, I guess that about does it, podcasters.
Guess so. So feel free to email us at youkilledatpodcast@gmail.com. We promise we'll get back to you eventually.
Yeah, it might be a couple months, but we'll write back sometime. And like us on Facebook at You Killed It Podcast, the challenge, something. Just type it into Google.
Yeah, or like I think if you just like type into the search bar You Killed It, I think we might come up. Or maybe it only comes up because I'm already familiar with the page. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we haven't gotten any likes, because people can't find it.
And go to our Blogger page, which also, if you Google, you'll find. But I think it's like You Killed It Podcast at blogspot.com. I'm going to post the Wes Powder comparison. And also, I'll try to post a picture of John A now versus John A in her original Real World season.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is it's quite jarring, Jordan.
All right. So look for that, podcasters. And yeah, I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
We'll catch you next time.
Have a good one.
Bye.